A Chinaman, Quang Tse tells, went to sleep. And dreamt he was a butterfly. Later, when he awoke, he asked himself, am I a butterfly? Am I a butterfly dreaming that I am a man? One evening, when I was still living at Grand Street and Monroe, Isamu Noguchi came to visit me. There was nothing in the room, no furniture, no painting. The floor was covered, wall to wall, with cocoa matting. The windows had no curtain. An Eskimo lady who couldn't or understand a word of English was once offered free transportation in the United States plus $500.
I mentioned the book by Herigel that was being called Zen and the Art of Arch.
She accepted.
The melodramatic climax of this book concerns an archer's hitting the bullseye, though he did so in total
darkness.
Apparently
they traveled someplace else. She also noticed that before leaving, they went to the ticket window, said something to the salesman.
Yoshida told me there was one thing
in
line and failed to point out,
the person in front of her
that is,
the ticket salesman. However, in the course of her travels, she had
who
picked
has
up
never
a bit of
yet
English.
Been able
so finally
to
she will decide
and said to the man,
where would you go
if you were going? Her name is South Horn in Ohio, where she lives.
The
to
four
this day.
Mists of chaos, the north, the east, the west, and the south, went to visit chaos himself. He treated them all very kindly, and when they were thinking of leaving, they consulted among themselves how they might repay his hospitality.